let's just lift our hands. Glory to God. Lift our voice. The Spirit of God is in our midst. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for honoring us with your presence. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We thank you on this Pentecost Sunday. Oh my, that same outpouring that they experienced on the day of Pentecost is available to us right now. Oh, glory. Lift your hands right now. There's an atmosphere in this place of expectancy. Oh, yes, we expect you, Lord, woo, to show yourself strong. And the wind of the Holy Spirit to blow into our mandrigeto, into our midst, and bring a refreshing, hallelujah, that only comes from the presence of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My, what a wonderful time we had today. We had 17 folks that were filled with the Holy Ghost and power. And there's going to be more tonight. I know it for sure. We're celebrating Pentecost Sunday. And we're believing for that same spirit of power to be in manifestation in our midst tonight. So I just want to encourage you to keep your expectors out there. As we just look, we're going to look at a few scriptures, and then I think most of you know what's going to happen tonight. This is a refreshing service. So, you know, prepare your hearts. We're going to lay hands on folks that, anyone that really wants hands laid on them. But good things have already happened in His presence and more to come. So you can go ahead, turn around, smile at somebody, be seated. Thank you, thank you. Those were awesome songs. Woo! You know what? That's powerful stuff that we just praise the Lord with. Amen. We do want to say welcome, welcome to everyone who's here in the house. Those of you that are watching online, you go ahead and get your Bibles, and what we do in here, you do at home. And when we have our prayer time, you just put your hand on your own head and get refreshed. Amen. If you're watching online. Well, we've been building up to this day, and Pastor has shared some powerful things week before last, and then my message last week was power-packed parents, and then this morning, my, such a rich time in the Word, so very good. And really, the foundational scripture for Pentecost Sunday is actually the whole book of Acts. And we're going to be repeating some things that we have shared, but repetition is good. Gets in our hearts. And there may be some folks here that haven't been with us in the other services. So I just want to make sure we're all on that same page, desiring earnestly what God wants to do in our midst. So this is the foundational scripture that we'll start with in Acts chapter 2. We'll read that beginning in verse 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, I just like that word, suddenly. Suddenly, I hear John Osteen said this many years ago. He's a father of Joel Osteen. He's been in heaven for quite a few years, Pastor John Osteen. But he said, suddenly is there because the Holy Ghost was in a hurry to come and take charge of the church. It was his time to come and endue those believers with power from on high. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. We sang about that. Breathe on us. One of the things that the Holy Spirit is represented as in the Word of God is wind. We believe that fresh wind from heaven blowing in our midst even tonight. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each of them. And, you know, we've been reading this verse a lot, and it's up there on the screen. Y'all read it with me, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like being filled with the Holy Spirit for yourself, but it's such a joy to watch other people tap into this glorious experience. Like we saw today, how the Holy Spirit came and pastor gave them just great instruction in there, but it was just easy because people saw it in the Word of God and they were prepared. So if you're in here tonight and you have not yet been filled, just get your heart stirred up right now. Have that expectancy. And as we look at these scriptures, just on the inside of you saying, yeah, that's me. That's me. I'm going to be filled to overflowing tonight. And I'm going to speak in a heavenly language. If you're already filled, just say, I'm going to get my tank topped off tonight. Amen. Getting our hearts open and ready. So much has been said about this passage of scripture. But tonight we just want to point out a few little things. And if folks come to be filled at the end, we'll give you further destruction. But what destruction? We're destructing the devil. That's right. We'll give you further instruction. Maybe I'll just preach in tongues and y'all figure out what I'm saying. See how much you are in the spirit, okay? If we need to do further instruction at the end. But just a couple of things I want to point out. They were in one accord. Unity is a key for the power to fall. And we know the 120, they were not up there in the upper room playing tiddlywinks and exchanging recipes. They were seeking the Lord. They were praying. Prayer always precedes an outpouring. And I believe that was why it's so easy this morning, even for those precious ones to receive, because we've been praying leading up to this Sunday. Amen. And there was an expectancy in the house. And there is an expectancy in here tonight. How many of you are expecting to be saturated with God's Spirit? Well, the word saturated, you know, the first three letters of it are sat. So the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to do that. I've done that in years past, gone sat on somebody. But the Holy Ghost literally sat on them. He consumed them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. The Bible, we just read it, said it was like tongues of fire came. And it wasn't just a little bitty flame. They were consumed with the fire of God. And when you're on fire, you can't keep it to yourself. That's why they spilled out into the street, because they were burning. Their hearts were ablaze. It's like the prophet said, it was like fire shut up in my bones and I could not keep it to myself. When you're on fire, you have to do something. You got to say something. One of my good friends, Janet Brzee, she has a great little book about tongues of fire. And anyhow, in this book, she gives this illustration that one night her and Mark, her husband's name is also Mark, and they went out to a romantic anniversary dinner. And it was like this restaurant that was kind of dark, and they just had, it was lit by candles, you know, on the table. And she, you know how it is, sometimes the husband or the wife will say, you know, I don't want any dessert, but I'll take a bite of yours. You got a mate that does that to you? Mine takes big bites. I have to eat real fast. So anyway, he'll say that sometime. I'll just have a bite of yours. And I'm like, The other day we were out eating, and anyway, we talk a lot about food in this church. And he wasn't going to have a steak, and I was going to order a 6-ounce. And he said, no, get the big one in case I want a bite. Well, we know what that means. I want half of your steak. But anyhow, so Mark and Janet were out in this romantic restaurant, and she had on this sweater that had a little fringe on it. And so the dessert came. Mark had his dessert, and she's like, oh, I want a bite of that. So she reaches over to get a bite of her husband's dessert, and the fringe on her sweater caught on fire. Oh, wow. Than that candle. And she started, I'm on fire! And she's slapping her sweater. You know Janet, she's pretty expressive. Slapping her sweater. I'm on fire! And Mark said to her, sit down. She stood up and was like, ah! He said, sit down. You're making a scene. And she said, you're not the one on fire, you know. So if you're on fire, somebody around you might say, sit down. You're making a scene. But it's okay to be expressive when we're on fire with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I realize in here tonight, I know most of you are probably already filled with the Holy Spirit. But I know there are folks that are on different levels spiritually and in their experience with being filled with the Holy Spirit. So some are coming for the first time. Others came because you just want a fresh infilling. And that's scriptural. If you look through the book of Acts and into the Word of God, the early church, they got filled, but then they got filled again and again and again. Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. How about you? Y'all know who the Apostle Paul was, right? He was a tremendous man of God. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He had a mighty revelation of who we are in Christ Jesus, the authority of the believer. And yet he said over in Philippians, I press in to know more. He wasn't satisfied. We should never be satisfied in our walk with Lord. We're content in Him, but we're always hungering for more. So he said, I'm pressing in to know more. And then he also said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18. Oh, I like it. He said, I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than y'all. Ooh, I like it. He said, more than you all. Hallelujah. My son just called me. That wasn't Jesus. Anyway, I thank God. I speak in tongues more than you all. He must have been from the southern part of Tulsa or Tarsus, you know, because he talked like a southerner. Praying in tongues more than you all. He prayed in tongues a lot. And he was implying that we as believers need to speak in tongues really all the time. This pastor quoted something from Howard Carter this morning, and I want to say something else that he said. He said this, speaking in tongues is a flowing stream that should never dry up and that will enrich one's life spiritually. He was a renowned man of God in the Pentecostal movement, and he said that about speaking in other tongues. It should be a flowing stream that never ever dries up. Hallelujah. Now, I grew up in a really good Pentecostal church. But some people, some of the saints, on Sunday nights, we'd have testimony service, and they'd say this, I've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost for 50 years. But to look at them, you wanted to say, well, you might need another dip. 50 years ago is good, but how about 50 minutes ago? You might need another dip. So it's not a one-time experience. It's a continual intaking and a continual drinking in of the Holy Spirit. Now this morning, Pastor shared out of Ephesians chapter 5, and he just looked at verse 18. We're going to look at it tonight, beginning at verse 14 out of the Amplified Version. Therefore, he says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine, make day dawn upon you, and give you light. Verse 15. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposely and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and the witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people. We could expound on that. I could ask you, I know I could ask Pastor Tom, have you ever met anybody who was actually witless, unwise, acting unwise? Well, look at that. By the face, I can tell he's had that experience. We all have. This is literally saying, don't be a dummy. That would be my translation. Don't be a dummy. Don't act stupid. You know, one of our pastor friends, Craig Hagin, has a book called Don't Be Stupid. I don't even know what all's in there, but it could be based on this scripture right here. Folks, we have the mind of Christ. We've got the wisdom of God formed within us. And if we will stay full of the Word of God and stay full of the Holy Spirit, He'll make you look smart even when you don't feel that way. Can I get an amen? Amen. Then it goes on here in verse 16. Making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. This is literally telling us, take advantage of every opportunity that you have to be refilled. Thank you guys for coming tonight. That tells me you want more. Hallelujah. You have seized the moment. You are buying up the opportunity to get tanked up. We can see this scripture says, because the days are evil. Would you agree that evil is on the rise? That sin is running rampant. But the Bible says, where sin doth abound, His grace does much more abound. We don't center in on the days being evil. We center in on buying up the opportunity for us to stay full of God, for us to shine bright in the midst of a dark and a perverse generation. We have to be tanked up, filled to overflowing with God, filled to overflowing with His Spirit. We know there's drains available out there to every single one of us. If they're sitting by you, don't look at them. But people can pull on the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Bad news is abounding everywhere. Maybe you have to deal with a demonized boss or a conspiring coworker. I don't know. You could make your own list. It's obvious that things in this world that we all have to deal with cause us to leak. That caused the once filled with the Holy Spirit to be drained out of us. That's why we need continuous times of drinking in of Him. It's wonderful to do it in a corporate setting like this. Powerful. But you can also do this in your car. You can do this laying in your bed. If you've had a tough day, sometimes the tendency is to come home and turn on the television and try to relax. And boy, that's a mistake. Most stuff on TV is not going to cause you to relax. But instead, say, I'm going to lay in His presence. I'm going to drink in. All this stuff around me today, but I'm going to take a big drink of the Holy Ghost and get refreshed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we want to stay full, we have to continuously drink in. The world needs us to be full. So many people, they are thirsty. They're thirsty. They may not even know, but they're thirsty for what we have. And when we're full, we can be God's water boys, pouring out the goodness, pouring out the water of the Spirit into dry hearts. Mark Hankin said this, an empty world cannot be helped by an empty Christian. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit to help an empty world. Amen. Would you agree? Now let's continue reading here in Ephesians chapter 5. We'll look at verse 17. Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish. There it is again. Don't be a dummy. But understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. Pastor Mark pointed out today, if you weren't here, you go online, listen to that. Even if you were, listen to that message again. But he pointed out, if you want to know what the will of the Lord is, so many people are like, I want to know what God's will is for my life. Well, start right here. Verse 18, this is God's will. Don't get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? Amen. We don't need the counterfeit. God's new wine. It's so fine. It's so fine. God's new wine. And he said to be ever filled. Be being filled denotes a continuous action. This group that is he's talking to here at the church at Ephesus, Pastor pointed out this morning, they were the same group over in Acts 19, 20 years earlier, that had gotten filled with the Holy Ghost. And now he's exhorting them, being filled. Keep drinking in of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You know, if someone were to say to you, I want you to go over to this gas station and I want to buy you some gas. I want to fill your tank up. Well, wouldn't it be foolish, especially with the price that gasoline is, if you were to drive in there, put in $5 worth and say, okay, I'm good. And they're looking at you like, I said, I'd fill your tank up. Why are you only getting $5 worth? Well, believers do that all the time to the Lord. They come to a service like this or our wonderful church service, and the Spirit of God is moving. And it's like in the realm of the Spirit, they're saying, I'll take $5 worth. And the Holy Ghost is like, I want to fill you to overflowing. I can do a little better than $5 worth. So some of you may have come in here tonight. Maybe your tank is on E and you need a big O drink in of the Spirit of God. Some of you, you're pretty full, but you just want to top your tank off. Whatever the case, we've all got more room. You got more room? Can you wave your hands if you got more room for the Spirit of the living God? So tonight has been designated as a fresh infilling time. We want to look at a couple more scriptures. One found in Acts chapter 3 verse 19 out of the Amplified. So repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, that times of refreshing, of recovery from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing. Times of recovery from the effects of the heat. Some of you may have been in a heated situation. Well, there's recovery tonight. There's refreshing tonight. Some of the words of refresh are literally this, to revive. Some of the definitions of refresh, revive, renew, restore, recharge. Notice all of those words have re in front of it. And when you put re in front of many words in our English language, it means do it again. Restore that furniture. Renew something means you gotta do it again. Revive. Hallelujah. And then I like this. I saw this a while back. Another meaning for refresh is this. Replenish by running water over. Replenish by running water over. Like you would with a drooping plant. If you want to refresh it and revive it, you got to pour some water on. Ground can be dry and be cracking, but a good downpour revives that hard ground and makes the soil soft and pliable. As rain brings refreshing to dry, drooping plants, so the rain of the Spirit brings refreshing and recovery to dry hearts. Amen? We're emphasizing tonight times of refreshing. Times of refreshing in His presence. Psalms 126, verse 4, and I like it out of the Passion. It says, "Now, Lord, do it again. Restore us to our former glory." Oh, I like this. "May streams of refreshing flow over us until our dry hearts are drenched again." I'm not saying that we're all dry, but the fact that you came here tonight indicates your desire to be drenched. How many of you want to be drenched? Drenched. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank You that You pour streams of refreshing over us, that we are drenched. Hallelujah. We're believing for refreshing for our spirit, soul, and body. The psalmist David said in Psalms 92:10, he said, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." That same passage in the Passion, it says, "Your anointing has made me strong and mighty. You've empowered my life for triumph by pouring fresh oil over me." I don't know what the days ahead are going to hold for your individual life, for our nation, or for our church. But I know this, we're getting anointed with fresh oil. And His anointing is going to make us strong and mighty for whatever lays ahead. He's going to empower us with that imandro shataha, with a fresh oil from heaven. Be empowered that we may triumph in every single situation. Oh, there's nothing like the anointing coming upon us to do. It will chisombre taha. The anointing coming upon us will literally change us into another person. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Let's all stand. Thank You, Lord. Oh, we thank You, Lord, for fresh oil from heaven. Iba sombra taha. Woo, bre setete mako sombre ketaha. Just begin to go ahead and pray in tongues. If you pray in tongues already, oh, Marasa, if not, just begin to worship Him. Oh, we thank You, Lord, for fresh oil. Fresh oil from heaven. We thank You, Lord, for fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit in our midst tonight. Here we are, Lord. We position ourselves to drink in more and more of You. Oh, my, 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 that we would be a zembrata, strengthened, strengthened with might. Oh, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Might. The Spirit of Might come upon us tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. And on this Pentecost Sunday, we know Lord. It is the Bikali Dibosha. This is the beginning. It's just the beginning of a mighty, mighty move. A mighty, mighty move that you're doing in our state, that you're doing in our nation. Oh, Pazetodo. Positioning, positioning, positioning. We are positioning ourselves. Oh, to be carriers, carriers. Oh, Maradiniga Mashabreta. Ibakoto Subrikita. Positioning ourselves to be your mouthpiece, to be vessels of honor, to be Kasombra. Praying, 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 praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, we'll create that atmosphere right now. Laying on of hands. Laying on of hands is one of the doctrines of the church. And laying on of hands for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit is one of the main ways that people are filled. So, right now, before we do laying on hands of everyone that just wants to be refreshed, fresh infilling, this comes up in my heart. I know there may be some here that you have not yet been filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And we want to give precedent to that. You have something you want to share? We want to give precedent to that. If that describes you, then I want you to come and stand over here on that side. If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time and speak in other tongues, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at these precious ones. Go ahead. Go over there by Pastor Mark. And then there's Tito Ramaseta. Then I know there are others in here. That you, maybe you've been coming to this church for a long time, and we're so happy, we're so glad that you are here, and you have even been prayed for, but you don't have that fluency yet in your prayer language. You just don't, you know, my Sunday, you worship God, you know that His Spirit and His power came upon you, but you don't speak fluently in tongues. I want you to join these others over here. I want you to join them. Hallelujah. Because God wants all of us to have a fluent prayer language. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everyone just continue to worship Him. I think it'd be good if you want to say something.
There's three more.
Go ahead. Pastor has in his heart, and I agree with that, that there's at least three more. Either you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit or you're not fluent in your prayer language. Please don't feel embarrassed. This is your family. We love you, and we want you to have all that God has made available. So if that's describing you, you've just got that tug in your heart going on right now, and we just bind any fear. We bind any distractions of the enemy that are hindering these other three from responding. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to, if we could, Pastor Tom, we're going to just worship the Lord here in song, and you go ahead and you yield and you come, and the rest of you out there just continue to worship and pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If you brought a friend tonight, or if you're a husband and a wife and you're hesitant, don't be hesitant,
please.
Today is Pentecost Sunday. Our prayer, I dream of a church that is filled with all the fullness of God, that every member, every partner experience the fullness of the Spirit, so that we don't dry up, amen, but we stir up, we pray up, we praise up, and we word up, amen. There's a couple more of you, just come on, make your way down to the front. Oh, brekeshta mala. Everyone just start praying in the Spirit, praising in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Hamrekisha labranda rebesea. Oh, ramatashe. Don't be embarrassed. Just make your way down the front.
Hallelujah.
Don't be embarrassed. Somebody says, well, I've been in the church for a number of years. Well, Nothing to be embarrassed about. Tonight is your night. Glory to God. That's right, sweetheart. Just come on up. Tonight is your night. Glory. Just continue to praise and pray. And There's more. Oh, brakashe ne maka. Yeta maloke. Ha ha ha. La brata masa. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let fear hold you back. Just make your way to the front. Make your way to the front right now. Front and center. Glory to God. Front and center. Glory to God. And many of you out there right now, praise God, you need to start lifting your voice and start praising in tongues and praying in tongues. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and speak up. You that have answered the call, just lift up your hands right now and just start thanking the Lord, praising Him. Open your mouth and start thanking Him. Start thanking Him. Start praising Him. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Everyone said, tonight's my night of fullness. Tonight's my night of fullness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All of you up front, just open your mouth and start praising Him. Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, I praise you. Oh, we thank you. Glory to God. Oh, Ramasanda, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak into yourselves. Come on, let's speak unto the Lord. Let's just say thank you, Lord. Aham rakashe malame. Oh, the amrakaso miendelema. Oh, the amalabashe lema. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for the fullness of your Spirit, Lord. Oh, be filled. Ha ha mara. Oh, rabasende de bocondre ne mana. Some of you right now are able to speak in tongues. Hands haven't even been laid on you yet. Just open up your mouth. Drink in of the Spirit. Oh, rakashe la branda. Ha ha ha. Worship you, Lord. Filled, Lord. Filled. You are the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. You are the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. You are the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. That's right, Anita. Go ahead and speak. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Now put your hand over your heart, everybody, and pray this with me. You that have answered the altar call, say, Heavenly Father, I see in your word that it is your will for me to experience the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, you are the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and with power and with fire. I'm asking you right now for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And by faith, I receive the baptism, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. As hands are laid upon me, I will take a deep breath in. You that have answered the call, look at me, look at me. Just go like this when we lay our hands, just as a point of contact. Pray as a point of contact. And what we're going to do is we're going to start praising the Lord. We might start praising in English. Don't wait for the Holy Spirit to speak. It's your vocal cords. He's going to give you the ability to do that. Do you understand that? He's not going to do anything apart from you. This is the easiest thing that you'll ever do in your life. It says easy, praise the Lord, as lifting your voice and lifting your hands and just thanking the Lord. Amen? So let's pray a little bit longer. Get back in now. People are going to come by and they're going to lay hands on you to be filled. Oh, braka shemana. Oh, yeah, that's it. Hahamarini shelamara. Oh, braka shendelemala. Hallelujah. Where's Caleb? Caleb, pray for Reggie. Reggie, receive the Holy Ghost. Take a deep breath in. Oh, Rabakashanglo Brokanda Yanamahai. Oh, Rabasatalabaka. Oh, Geladikishalamrondeleveshta. That's it. That's it. Lomrandalaba Shendeledianda. Hallelujah. Priscilla, it's easy. Where's Nance? Where's Nance? Glory to God. Brakasa. Praise God. Amen. Honey, pray for Priscilla with Nancy. Amen. Take a deep breath in. Don't stop out there. Just lift your hands and lift your voice and worship Him. Oh, yandelebashe. Oh, Ramase Maninelebe, Oh, Rinelema. Hallelujah. You guys are ready. You guys are ready. You're ready. You're ready. You're ready. Hands will be laid on you in just a few moments. Your lives are going to be changed by the power of God. Glory to God, sister. I can see Him all over you. You're ready. Oh, Rabasande. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Open your eyes and just go ahead and take a deep breath in. You've got stammering lips. Now God wants to add to you. Open up your mouth and just start speaking in tongues. Let it go. Lembra kasanda labo roto lo 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 sundere di di andava. Oh rama kata lava shanae. Oh rama kasele bronde di shemana. 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 Ha ha ha. Oh rimene malama. Louisa, praise God. Amen. You're speaking in tongues, aren't you? Glory to God. Let's let her go. Prakasan de 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 mandolo ye. Oh, Ramashela mandalamai. Oh, fresh oil. Fresh oil. Oh, that's right, Louisa. Nemro paparanatio konyana. Longini mongle bakanyando. Ooh, Louisa speaking in tongues in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Dino, come on down here. Hallelujah. Come on over here, brother. Glory to God. Let's just thank God for what's happening right now. Come on, guys, lift up your hands. And let's thank the Lord for what's happening. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for what's happening. These three are going to be real easy. Glory to God. Everyone's easily receiving. Glom rapata. Caleb, glory to God. Kashendama. Amen. Lord, this household. Amen. Brother, receive the Holy Spirit. Take a deep breath in. Ha ha. Brakose madala. Om mongi nangi globakanda. He's not going to speak apart from your help. Go ahead. Brakasonde. Oh, rabakasingri dola bratataya. That's it. Then the Mokondo Lobokondo Lorianda Labakanda Labaha. Oh, Labashe. Oh, my. Kondo Lobokoshe Mana. Oh, Robokosina Labaranda Loborondo Lobokoto. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Step up right here. Step up right here. Lift up both hands toward heaven. Amen. Your dad's been filled. That's your mama. She's been filled. Now it's time for you to be filled. Are you ready? Glory to God. Receive the Holy Ghost. Take a deep breath in right now as a point of contact and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, he's right there. He's right there. Oh, rabakashando. Oh, rondolobo. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Out of your inner man. Out of your spirit. Glory to God. Out of your spirit. Out of your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Dear brother, did you speak in tongues? Well, start up again. Start up again. That means you can do that in the morning. Come on, go ahead. Rotolobo shandalabakana. Rondolololobo sandai. Oh, Rabahana. Hallelujah. Now's your time. Now's your day. Kun se panamaya. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Can you say it a little louder? Praise the Lord. Can you say glory to God? Oh, hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Woo, glory to God. If you can say hallelujah in English, you can pray in tongues with Pastor Mark. Let's go ahead right now. Oh, Rabakashe Lebrunda. There he is. Linda Labakoshe Lebrunda. Rebeshtama. Oh, Rapasata. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo, Rabba. Come on, pray with the pastors. Rejoice with the pastors. Oh, Rabba Sandoloba Rotoloba Sandolabahai. Oh, woo, Nekasana. Yekashana, Yekashana, a new day, a new day, a new chapter, a new season. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord, continue now. Continue. Out of your belly now is going to flow rivers of living water. Oh, Hohondereshne. Oh, Rondolobo Rotoline Dalaba. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, glory to God. Let's rejoice. Hallelujah. Give me a hug, brother. Good to see you. Good to see you. Prakasonga de Kastaya. Oh. And so Lebrikita Masondre. Enamato Simatola. And so the anointing doth come upon you this night. Om Rikishene Masondo Rebestia. And the Spirit of the Lord that is within you rises up now. And the Spirit of God comes upon you and enables you to live even imbro kamasisto labrande isaliando elimbro kasia, a life that is sold out completely to me, says the Lord. Oh, I've been waiting on you, for this gift is for you. Disom prakale, lison tolade, e pronkonya destokalite saya. So now is your time. Now is your day. So lay aside your thoughts, lay aside your mind, and just receive now in your spirit. Lift up both hands, Dino, right now, in the name of Jesus. And like I said, as we lay hands on you, we're going to say, receive ye. Woo! You guys, don't stop speaking in tongues over there. Come on. Come on, congregation. Don't stop. It's not time to stop. Oh, no, 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 no. Brakasiya. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Dino, just open your mouth. Take a deep breath in. Pastor Caleb and I lay hands on you tonight along with Pastor Brenda. And we say, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Rabakata. Yeah, there he is. Om Dilimestaya. Om Randabakandri. Om Rikishe. Yeah. There he is right there. He's right there speaking in a heavenly language. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Start up again. That's good, isn't it? Woo, you like this? He loves you. Amen. Glory to God. You're going to see some things, guys. God's going to give you wisdom. He's going to give you knowledge. He's going to go brakase matia. He's going to open up the manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Misela brakai. Oh, praise God. Amen. Give me a hug, brother. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Is there another person out there that didn't come that should have come? Is there another person that didn't come that should have come? If you didn't come, but you should have come, come right now. Amen. Every one of these are being filled. Is that something to be happy about? Glory to God. What happened to you tonight, Reggie? You're speaking in tongues. Woo! Rapa satana mahaya. What happened to you tonight, Anita? You're speaking in tongues. Glory to God. Come on, let's speak in tongues. Oh, Rabba. Glory, 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 glory. Come on, Pastor Tom, let's sing something. Ha Rabba Shandai. Woo, hallelujah. Halamakongri marapasata. Hallelujah. Give that utterance now, sister. Speak. Open your mouth. Brasunyana. Mrenkenyanataya. Urusi petela bataya. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Say it with me. It is the will of God for all of our members, for all of our partners, to be there, to be filled with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Tonight is my night to be refilled, to be refueled. Lord, I'm not going to dry up. I'm going to stir up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little praise break, and then we're going to pray for anybody in the house that wants prayer. Amen. It's going to just be awesome. Look at your neighbor and say, this is awesome. And it's going to even get better. Amen. I like to shout. Glory to God. Glory to God. We got our friends in the back row that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Lift up your hands. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen, 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 amen. Woo! I'm glad I came tonight. Glory to God. Glory.